Chapter 27. A Social Habit. The main reason why there are more than 15 million ex-smokers in Britain since the 1960s, and even more in the United States, is the social revolution that's taking place. Yes, I know, health and money are the main reasons why we should want to stop, but then they always have been. We don't actually need cancer scares to tell us that cigarettes shatter our lives. These bodies of ours are the most sophisticated objects on the planet, and any smoker knows instantly from the first puff that cigarettes are poisonous. The only reason why we ever get involved with smoking is the social pressure of our friends. The only valid plus smoking ever had was that it was at one time considered a perfectly acceptable social habit. Today, it is generally considered, even by smokers themselves, to be an antisocial habit. In the old days, the strong man smoked. If you didn't smoke, you were considered a sissy, and we all worked very hard to become hooked. In every bar or club, the majority of men would be proudly inhaling and exhaling tobacco smoke. There would be the permanent fallout cloud. And all the ceilings that were not regularly decorated soon became yellow or brown. Today, the position is completely reversed. Today's strong man doesn't need to smoke. Today's strong man is not dependent on a drug. With the social revolution, all smokers nowadays are giving serious thought to stopping, and today's smokers are considered to be generally weak people. The most significant trend that I've noticed since writing the first edition of this book in 1985 is the increasing emphasis on the antisocial aspect of smoking. The days when the cigarette was the proud badge of the sophisticated woman or the tough guy have gone forever. Everyone now knows that the only reason why people continue to smoke is that they have failed to stop or are too frightened to try. Every day, as the smoker is pilloried by office bans, extended bans in public places, and attacks from holier-than-thou ex-smokers, so the mannerisms of smokers are changing. I've recently seen situations that I remember witnessing as a boy, but haven't seen for years, like smokers flicking ash into their hands or pockets because they're too embarrassed to ask for an ashtray. I was in a restaurant some years ago. It was midnight. Everyone had stopped eating. At a time when the cigarettes and cigars are normally rife, not one person was smoking. I conceitedly thought, ah, I'm beginning to make an impression. I asked the waiter, is this now a non-smoking restaurant? The reply was negative. I thought, that's strange. I know that a lot of people are stopping, but there must be one smoker here. Eventually, someone lit up in a corner, and the result was like a series of beacons going on through the restaurant. All those other smokers had been sitting there thinking, surely I can't be the only smoker here. Many smokers won't smoke between courses now because they feel so self-conscious. Many not only apologize to people at the same table, but also look around to see if they'll get flack from elsewhere. As every day more and more smokers leave the sinking ship, so those left on it become terrified they'll be the last. Don't let it be you.